welcome again, hopefully, to another Cheap Wine Finder podcast. We've been doing this for 15 years, not the podcast, but the website. What we do is three times a week is that we write up a review of a value-priced wine, something worth writing about. We don't write about the ones we don't like. And then we do plug in the microphone and do a podcast, again, three times a week. And this is the party time of year. There's New Year's and there's Christmas and there's Thanksgiving and Halloween's coming up. And this is a Halloween wine. It's Trader Joe's $7.99. It's the dearly beloved Ivy Red Lodi 2021. It's the wine you've probably seen if you shop Trader Joe's because it's got the red silkscreen Day of the Dead skull and flowers and leaves on it. We first did the first Dearly Beloved wine in 2011 vintage. Back then, it was from the Central Coast, and it was Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Merlot, and Syrah. It's kind of like the greatest hits, the blend of the greatest hits of California wines. For the 2021 vintage, and we always try to do it this time of year because it's a Halloween wine, and I'll get into why I use this and not other Halloween wines. The label. I mean, you could have a Cinco de Mayo party and you could have a Halloween party. This is a year-round wine. And this one is, what is this? This is Petite Syrah, Zinfandel, Tempranillo, and Tanat. Tanat is a blending grape from France that you see sometimes. It's a very tannic wine, though. Winemakers don't have to worry about that anymore. They can make wines that are tannic, not so tannic. But it's like the red grape of Uruguay, of all things. So if you ever go to a wine bar and there's Uruguayan wine, it's probably going to be Tanat. It's probably not going to be that bad at all. So we have from 2011 to 2020, it was exact same wine over and over again. This year it's completely different. It's from Lodi rather than Central Coast, and the blend is completely different too. And I'm going to have a sip because it's wine. If you like your Zinfandel spicy, and there's only, I think Zinfandel's the second grape in here, this is along those wines. Petite Syrah and Zinfandel go together really well. They kind of bring different red grapes, different spices in there, and then the Tanat brings something completely different than throwing Tempranillo in there. Well, that's interesting. That's not a blend you're going to see every single day, which kind of makes the $7.99 blend a little bit, I don't know, special, because it's not the same old same, but even though it's not completely different, and it tastes really nice, but it's a spicy red blend, but there's enough fruit. That's one thing about having a spicy wine, make sure it opens up, because if it doesn't open up where the fruit is round and delicious, and all you get is a spice, it's going to be tasting kind of odd. But once you get the spice balanced by the fruit, then you kind of get a fun wine to drink. I'm going to take another sip. It's got the wonderful, wonderful for a label, but it's got the dearly beloved, Ivy Wed, back to the very earth. And the Day of the Dead skulls are kind of happy and pretty. There's butterflies and there's flowers and there's leaves and, you know, it's not a sad thing at all, but Halloween skulls are skulls. There's not that many wines that really hit the spot for Halloween, plus it's $7.99. Oh, in places where there are no Trader Joe's, this wine is sold there for $14. I mean, it's certain places. I'm not sure if that's an outlier or what, but this $8 wine, $7.99 wine, sells for quite a bit more in places that Trader Joe's does not cover. So there you go. We got a Halloween wine that's got dark berries. It's got good spice. It's got plums. It's got vanilla. About three different types of spices going on here. Get another sip. It's really bright ripe fruit, and then the spice kind of hits that, and it kind of makes a really good blend there. It gives the wine personality. This is not a bland wine. This is not a wine that you don't know you're drinking. You know, that can't happen. You drink the whole thing. Do you remember what I drank last night? No, I do not. This one you'll remember. And it tastes really good. I mean, it's a Halloween wine. It's $8. You can buy a bunch of these if you're going to have a little get-together. And, you know, the label says everything. If you want to do a Day of the Dead Cinco de Mayo party, you can do that too. And if you just want to drink it as a blend and you want something spicy, and this is like I always think of these kind of wines that you have. You know, people get a fire pit going and get their lawn chairs out and sit around and talk on a cool fall evening, and this hits the spot for that because it'll warm you up a little bit. So that's it for me, Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com, with the dearly beloved IV Red Lodi 2021. If you liked it before, this is a completely different wine, different location for the vineyards, Lodi, and a completely different blend. I approve of both. Lodi is a great place for value-priced wines. Just to go off on a tangent before I end here, there's a ton of vineyard owners there that have had that land in the family for over 100 years. And one of the things that drives the prices up is land costs. And Lodi, some of the biggest places here, there's, I can think of four or five of those people that have like 100 years of land ownership there, and some 140 years. So they have some advantages, and they have good Mediterranean, you think Italy, you know, Languedoc, Rome, that kind of thing going on, and they do just fine. So back to me saying goodbye. Dearly beloved, IV Red Lodi 2021, a pretty good Halloween party wine. It tastes great. Make sure you open it up. That's always what you got to do with these spicy wines, and I got more coming. I think we've got a Prosecco coming and a few other things, so adios, keep it cheap, stay warm, dry, or cool. I'm not sure what's going on. And I'll be talking to you in a couple days. Adios, bye-bye. Keep it cheap.